Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tony Upoff. He's the CEO of ThomasNet. ThomasNet.com is the website. Thomas they have outstanding their index, Thomas Index video reports. Tony hosts and anchors that. He's an award-winning, highly recognized executive. Tony, thanks again for being here. We're talking about things that that small business owners, especially in the pipeline, in the procurement and manufacturing and supply chain pipeline, need to really be focused on. And you touched on the artificial intelligence as a service. Now that's an interesting concept, and that's where artificial intelligence is wrapped in a interface, right? So we can use it without becoming experts at AI.
You got it, Jim. And it also means that we don't have to then acquire, right, the underlying technology itself. Mm-hmm. We can rent it,
right?
So this is game changing. So it's
like,
not
like Microsoft, like Microsoft 365, Office 365.
You got it. And you remember a day when that was shrink wrapped software. We used to call it on-premise software in the business world.
Yep.
And you had to take delivery of it. You had to have teams of people that knew how to manage it.
And update it.
And it was instantly out of date. And then you had to buy the new one and wait. Obviously, you know, that changed. Well, in this context, we're seeing a whole series of services that are a combination of hardware and software based for small to medium manufacturers. We're seeing this also in what's called additive manufacturing. Many people would refer to this as 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
Similar situation, mm-hmm. where companies can have access to this as a service and lease and rent those environments versus going out and buying a machine that may be cost prohibitive, to your point of undercapitalized or
well,
you
don't. I don't
day,
need a. I don't need a 500. I don't need to buy a $100,000 3D printer when I can rent a $500,000 3D printer for 30 minutes or an hour.
You got it. And what's starting to happen, Jim, is it's a game changer for small to medium manufacturers in that now you can not only change the game economically, as you just described, right? I can lease, rent, you know, partial ownership type of models. But what's also happening is I can change my location thinking.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, if I have a customer that's in a geographic area that is, let's say, you know, 3-4 hours away, I could lease access to a machine or rent a machine that's closer to that customer,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to now absorbing, doing it at my facility and absorbing the shipping cost.
And the shipping cost.
So this is opening up, oh, huge.
Yeah. What we've learned over the last two decades is that refrigerator manufacturers already know how to make a refrigerator as cheap as they can make it. They can't make that refrigerator any cheaper. And so then they started working on shipping. How do I cut shipping? That's the next thing, right? The refrigerator is as cheap as it's ever going to be. Your product may be as efficiently made as it's ever going to be, but if it's not close, you may be uncompetitive because of the distance.
You just nailed it, Jim. And I'll tell you, one of the byproducts of companies reexamining their supply chains during this time of trade tension is companies are looking at things and thinking, well, wait a minute, maybe I've been doing something in another country.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I actually calculate the shipping cost of getting it into this country versus a local option that could be physically closer to my customer, once they run the math, they're kind of like, wait a second.
I'm
spending money I don't need to spend.
Onshoring.
So it's an economic advantage. And Jim, to your point, that onshoring is now being enabled by technology.
And
that's
don't
really
underestimate the ability to sell that.
Aspiration.
There's a premium available to be able to say this is made in America. People will pay you an extra nickel for that.
Jim, they are. And to your point on reshoring, we're seeing a significant sustained, this isn't a one-time blip, this isn't a one-time one-off, we're seeing a sustained movement, and these companies are doing it for multiple reasons.
And technology is doing it.
Altruistic and
technology is doing it, and it's creating more jobs. So what? Give us one other thing that you think. AI is one of the things you see coming at us. AI is a service. That's really exciting, very exciting for small businesses. What's another thing that's going to be coming at us this year?
I'd watch the mainstreaming of what's being referred to as universal 5G. So most consumers, most of us think this is just so we can download stuff on our iPhone or Android phone faster. This is a game changer. So this would be the equivalent of the difference between a garden hose and the Midtown Tunnel in New York City in terms of bandwidth. It is exponentially different. So it will open up applications, Jim, that will blow your mind.
Right.
So simple example. We've been talking about autonomous vehicles for years. The problem in autonomous vehicles is the packet switching of moving that amount of data in the current bandwidth is making a lag time in breaking.
You don't want your autonomous vehicle going down the road and having it buffer. You don't want it to buffer as you're changing lanes.
You got
right?
You got it. That's a simple example, but there are so many examples of things that universal 5G, Jim, will open up. It'll revolutionize healthcare.
That has nothing to do with you using your phone. The kind of 5G he's talking about, folks, are on devices and applications that are not in your hand. They're on your motors or your automobiles or whatever.
And Tony, hold on to that thought,
Tony. I got to take a quick break. We're going to come back.
We'll open that up. Okay.
Tony's going to continue this very important illumination of what's coming at us in the future. Folks, this is really important stuff for small businesses. ThomasNet.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.